Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting. This is for case HI22017 regarding Joseph Destido. The time is now 9:05 a.m. This is October 12th, 2022. My name is Greg Rame. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I'd like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title and purpose, and I will begin with those of us that are here at the board meeting. There are two EAC members and an additional board staff member besides myself, so I'll start with Ms. Crawford, and then we'll move to our EAC members that are here presently.
Caitlin Crawford, board staff.
Clark Booth, EAC member.
Ralph Baca, EAC member.
Okay, let's go to Mr. Padilla for, he's remote.
Yep, Edward Padilla, EAC member.
Okay, and how about Ms. Ray next?
Jeannie Ray, Assistant Attorney General.
Okay, then we have our enforcement manager is also present. Do we have her?
Yeah, Orlene Laura, enforcement manager.
Okay, is there anybody else there that I missed?
Respondent.
Oh, Mr. Destido.
Joe Destido.
Okay, Mr. Destido is respondent in this case. Thank you everyone for the introductions. A few reminders, the meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruption, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review an allegation received through a complaint on January 2nd, 2022 related to a home inspection at 1556 Via del Jarrito, Green Valley, Arizona, on or about October 12, 2021. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish and review facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report by staff. And again, when we say EAC, it means Enforcement Advisory Committee. We use that often just for those that most are aware of that, but just in case, that's what we mean by that. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleged. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Let's start with Mr. Booth.
Yes, I am familiar with the content of the case, and I am comfortable and I have no conflict of interest.
Okay, Mr. Baca.
Yes, I have reviewed the case and I am comfortable and I have no conflict of interest with the alleger.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Baca.
Or respondent.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sure, got it. Edward Padilla?
Yeah, I've reviewed the case and I have no conflict.
Okay. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, respondent, and then witnesses. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after interviews have been conducted. Okay, at this time, I will call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. The committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. So I'll entertain a motion to enter executive session, please.
I move that we enter executive session. This is Clark Booth.
Okay. I second the motion.
Okay.
Baca.
All right, we have a motion and a second. We'll do a roll call vote. Mr. Booth?
I agree.
Okay, so yes, Mr. Baca?
Yes.
And Mr. Padilla?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries unanimously. I will end the public session. The time's now 9:11 a.m.